From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After a day of progress in resolving some of the issues the main Syrian opposition group wants addressed to participate in peace talks, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is holding more separate sessions today with opposition figures and representatives of the government. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtol spoke with VOA about the talks.
I think it was a success that they showed up in the first place, because for years now, the opposition has demanded that any solution to the Syrian conflict requires that first President Assad and his government step down. And this has obviously not happened, and the fact that they are coming, which they didn't want to do, is a success to be attributed to Staffan de Mistura.
So-called proximity talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected with Zika-carrying mosquitoes. Health officials warn the Zika virus could affect as many as 4 million people. Uganda says it has arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws banning officers from supporting candidates in an election. A government spokesman said that General David Sejusa was actively engaged in supporting partisan politics and made statements urging people to avoid voting in the February 18th presidential election. Sejusa has called President Museveni a dictator. This is VOA News. Myanmar began a new chapter of its history today as the democratically elected parliament convened its first session, formally ending a half-century of military rule. Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi led newly elected lawmakers from her National League for Democracy into the parliamentary chambers. NLD trounced the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party by winning 80% of the elected seats in both houses of parliament. Pakistan's former cricket star-turned-politician Imran Khan is urging Afghanistan's Taliban to negotiate a peaceful resolution to its conflict with the Kabul government. Khan, who heads a major political force in the national parliament, spoke to VOA in an exclusive interview at his residence outside Islamabad. He agreed to the interview to discuss the fallout in Pakistan from continuing instability in Afghanistan. Khan said some representatives of the Afghan Taliban had approached him a few years ago for assistance because they wanted to open peace negotiations with the then Afghan government. After months of campaigning and debates, voters in the U.S. state of Iowa are about to have their first say in the country in the 2016 race for U.S. president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has a preview of Iowa's from their capital, Des Moines.
The top presidential contenders in both parties made a final appeal for vote Sunday on the eve of the Iowa caucus, the official launch of the 2016 campaign. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump projected confidence during a campaign stop in Council Bluffs.
You have a lousy record, 16 years, and you haven't picked a winner. Please pick a winner this time, okay? I'm going to win.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, slightly trailing Trump in the latest poll, also made an impassioned plea. Polls show a close race among Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Both of them made closing arguments Sunday. Clinton targeted some of the Republican contenders.
So stick with me. Stick with a plan. Stick with the experience. Stick with the ideas that will actually work for our country.
Sanders has been gaining on Clinton and is pushing for a big turnout. Jim Malone, VOA News, Des Moines.
And you can follow the U.S. political news and what's happening in Iowa at our website, voanews.com. Cuba's President Raul Castro is on an official trip to Paris, seen as a key step in rebuilding Havana's ties with the West. 84-year-old Castro is on the first official trip to the European Union since taking over from his elder brother Fidel in 2006. France has led the way in welcoming Cuba back into the diplomatic fold since it restored relations last year with its longtime foe, the United States.
That's the latest world news from VOA.